Emily Gassio, Memory of a Body at Mother Gallery. When you walk into the gallery, the first piece you find to your left is titled Dancing with London. Dancing with London is a sculptural installation of two dogs, each a representation of the artist's guide dog, London, who is a golden Labrador retriever. The dogs are standing up, 53 inches tall on their hind legs and 3 feet apart. They face each other with their front legs extended out in front of their bodies, as if they are about to leap into the air. There's enough space for you to stand between them and hold up each of their paws, like in a dance. Their eyes are closed, they have a serene look on their face, and the hint of a smile. Their paws are sculpted with the details of each little finger, and their nails are glossy and smooth. On the dogs' bellies, there are little nipples, and their backs have the look of combed fur. Their tails curve up in a swoop. On the wall beyond these sculptures, there are 6 drawings hanging in a single line next to one another. Each drawing is 17 inches tall and 22 inches long. The artist uses a ballpoint pen to draw indented outlines into the paper and colors them with waxy crayons. If you look at the drawings closely, or if you were to touch them, you could perceive that the lines are slightly raised from the surface of the paper. From left to right, the first drawing is titled Arm, Tail, Butthole. A hand comes out from the right corner of the drawing and holds up the tail of a yellow lab, playfully exposing its butthole. The second drawing is London licking foot on hairy leg. From the top right corner is a very hairy leg with a large thigh and a skinny ankle dangling its foot from the edge of the bed. Coming out from the bottom left side of the drawing, London stands with her pink tongue reaching out to lick the foot that hangs in midair. In the third drawing, London on the couch, London is seen from behind. Her hind legs are on the floor and she's about to lift herself up onto a pink floral couch with her front paws. In the fourth drawing, self-portrait with London and couch, the artist is on the left. She has long brown hair with bangs, blue eyes, and a white t-shirt. London's face is next to her, and the pink floral couch is behind them. To the right of that is London in the presence of the goddess. We see London approaching a topless white woman with long, blonde, curly hair. She's lying down under pink covers and on a grassy ground with blue flowers. She props herself up on one elbow and extends her left arm, reaching downward toward London. London stands at the foot of the bed, about to touch the goddess's hand with her nose. And lastly, in hand and paw, we see a human hand holding a dog's paw. Cerulean, Big Sur, Summer 2010, Blue Wedge, is a large interactive sculpture that is the embodiment of the tidal pool in Northern California, Big Sur. It's 30 inches tall, 60 inches wide, and 142 inches long. The sculpture is large enough for 4 people to sit or recline on it at once. It is padded with soft memory foam and lined with blue felt, giving the sensation of floating and sinking as if in water. On the wall behind the blue wedge is a large, abstract, circular painting called Atomic Tangerine, Looking at the Sun with Your Eyes Closed. The painting is 64 inches around and is painted on a golden tablecloth. The artist depicts the way light feels on her eyelids by layering thin washes of black oil paint on the gold cloth. And then she builds up a top layer, a vibrant orange with flecks of enamel that floats on top of the stained fabric. The combinations of colors and thickness of paint mimics the burning afterimage imprinted behind one's eyelids after looking at the sun. The title Atomic Tangerine comes from the name of a crayon Gassio associates with her memory of this visual sensation. While you're lying down on the blue wedge, on the wall to your left, there's an oil painting on a twin-size bed sheet. It's titled Looking Through the Leaves at Two People Making Out. This is a landscape painting, 48 inches tall and 64 inches long. If you look closely, you can see a floral pattern from the original bed linen. It shows the outline of two figures kissing, but leaves in the foreground kind of obscure your view. On the floor, there's a small ceramic sculpture of a left foot with a white steel rod sticking out of it. It's called Outer Space, My Dad's Old Tattoo, Smiley Ankle. The sculpture has been painted to match the color of the artist's dad's skin tone, which is a light tan. On the ankle, the artist carved out the drawing of a weird smiley face that is an actual tattoo on her father's foot. The inside is filled with soft black foam, which seeps out of the incision of the tattoo. Down on the floor, attached to the wall at ankle height, is another small ceramic sculpture of an ankle. That's 3 inches tall, 3 inches long, and 2 inches wide. The ankle has the same tattoo as the foot. The artist and her father share the same tattoos on their ankles, but they mirror each other. His is on his left foot and hers is on her right. Sitting on a pedestal near the back of the gallery and to the right of the ankle is Finger Through Palm, a small papier-mâché sculpture of two hands cut off at the wrists. It's painted thickly with cartoony, peachy pink skin tone, and the fingernails are a glossy light pink. The right hand has its palm facing out, with his fingers closed together. The left hand has his index finger extended, poking through the center of the palm, and the finger pierces through the palm to the other side.